Rosh Hashabes, she ishtadol hachni sholem ben ish l'ishtoy ben odom l'chaveret. So the Mishnah talks about the things which are a person about a mezer, avos sholem ben odom l'chaveret, a person to bring sholem between two people. So the person zeichet the keren kiyam san habona, perasem ben odom l'chaveret. One of the mistakes, or one of the misunderstandings of the concept of Sholem, and one of the challenges in the world of Sholem, is the goal of Sholem is not to submerge the personality, the reality of one of the individuals in the relationship. The goal of Sholem is to be able to find a way that the two parties exist, and at the same time that they exist, he should make the Sholem over here. So what's the Chiddush? It's a pasuk in here that Bershem, there's a Malach in Shemayim, which is a Malach of Eish, and there's a Malach of Shemayim, which is a Malach of Mayim. And there's Sholem between the two of them. It doesn't mean the Malach of Mayim is no longer a Malach of Mayim. It doesn't mean the Malach of Eish is no longer a Malach of Eish. He remains a Malach of Eish. He remains a Malach of Mayim. But we found a way that the two can coexist. So the toast of Sholem is that, you know, so Sholem means I have to submerge my reality and just give in. That's not Sholem. Sholem is that there's two totally distinct individuals with their unique personalities, and they find a way to interact between each other. That's a tremendous Kiddush, because if I submerge myself, I submerge myself, so there's no problem with Sholem, because there's only one entity here. But if I remain distinct, and I remain with my unique personality, and I have my miles, and I have my concerns, and I have my realities, and I'm different than you, so how do we have Sholem? I understand that the overarching need for Sholem says I'm allowed to keep my reality, but I have to find a way to work with you. I have to look at the bigger reality and say that there's a bigger reality which exists between the two of us, which could only be created by the two together, and we have to find a way to work with each other. My milus and your milus and work together. But that the goal isn't to self-destruct. That's something which Beshem the Bereshim Pashas, it's an amida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to create Sholem between two distinct entities, and they should remain distinct entities, because it's so difficult, it's something which belongs to the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, and we are being mistam al-karna when we do such a thing. I saw an article, mentioned to one of the Talmidim recently, I saw an article in the fellow John, Professor John Gutman, from a Yid, actually. He works in Sholem Bayis. That's the field that he works in. And he has a website, and he has this whole thing that he does. And they've done studies, and these are the studies that he's you know, quoting the studies that he's actually run. He's giving the information. They've taken couples which are married and have long-term relationships. And they studied them, and they found that there's a relationship between good interactions and disagreements, a ratio of 5 to 1. For every 5 good interactions, there's 1 disagreement. And that's the best that's the best ratio to be able to maintain a marriage. Marriages which have 10 to 1 don't last as long. Marriages which have 3 to 1 don't last as long. Marriages that have 5 to 1 last the best. Because marriages have 10 to 1, that means one of the parties is basically giving it all the time. And they're not addressing their personality, their needs, and their wants. They're just giving it. And marriages which have 3 to 1, you don't have enough good interactions to balance out the disagreements. So the goal isn't to submerge. The goal is that a person should know something which is in reality, which they need to deal with. They have to work with it. So between two chaverim and yeshiva also, to ben al chaveroi, to shchenim, to individuals, a community, etc. The goal isn't to say, you just give in. That's not the goal. Each person has their needs, has their wants, and they have to be addressed. That's not, we're not malachim, we're not shmatas. We're not doormats. That's not the goal. But the goal is that we say, within that, I could still say that there's something which is more important, which I want to work with together with you and create something of a greater entity. One of the kudos I talk about when I talk about Sholem Bayis is that there's two fellows, Goldberg and Goldberg, decided to get together. Goldberg and Goldberg were making a limited liability corporation called Goldberg and Goldberg. And the two partners are Goldberg and Goldberg. That's why it's called Goldberg and Goldberg, right? And so Goldberg's main goal in life was making money. And Goldberg's main goal in life was making money. They both loved money. And they came to the recognition that they can help each other make a lot of money. So they said, you know what, let's make this partnership, Goldberg and Goldberg. And they made a lot of money. One day Goldberg wakes up and says, you know what, I can make a lot more money without Goldberg. He's getting in my way. End of relationship. So if a person gets married, a person has a relationship, you know, I want to be happy. And you want to be happy. Well, I can make you happy, you can make me happy. So their goal is to be happy. So let's get married and make each other happy. Well, one day he goes, you know what, maybe I can be happier without her. End the relationship. If the goal in life is to be happy, and that's the goal, so one day I say, you know what, I'm not sure I'm happy. Because that's the goal, and I'm not sure I'm reaching my goal. You know, there's a lot of pain involved in this relationship. There's another goal where Goldberg got together, and they had a dream. They had a dream. They wanted to help. They wanted to create an institution to help people. Because they're both very altruistic individuals, and they wanted to create this institution. And they realized each one had different talents which they could bring, which would create, make this institution function. So they got together and they made this institution, and they called it Goldberg's Institution for some reason or other, because they both named Goldberg, right? So Goldberg and Goldberg made this institution, and it's going. One day Goldberg says, you know what? It's hard to work with him. He says, yeah, but I need his talents, because the institution needs both of us. So whether if the goal is something greater and bigger than just myself and what I want out of life, so there's a partner there which I need. A person goes into marriage, my goal is I want to be a happy person, and I think this woman will make me be happy. You're going to have problems. Because one day she's not going to make you happy. She's getting your nerves. That's not the goal. If there's a greater goal, a bigger goal, a bigger tachlis out there, we want to build something together. We have a vision of building a home together, we want to create this. And I realize that I have what to contribute, and she has what to contribute. So together we can build something. And something like, yeah, sometimes there's pain, but the pain is worth it. Pain is worth it because the goal is a greater goal. I think that when a person goes, he wants to be machlis shalom initially, if he helps people refocus on what is your real goal? What is your real goal in life? What is your real goal of human being here on this world? So that be able to take the person out of, you know, get stuck in these things. What do I want? What's my, you know? But what is the bigger goal? What is the bigger purpose of this institution? How the two of you can contribute to the institution, the community, the neighborhood, the home, the friendship, the yeshiva, whatever it is. There's something bigger out there which both of you are partners to, and we need both of you. Both of you are very important. So the person wants to be Machlis Shalom Inish L'Ishta, he walks in and saying, you know what? You have everything to give me, you have nothing to contribute. It's not going to work. I recognize you have what to contribute, and that's true. That's the reality. Everybody has something to contribute. So what can we do to make sure that what you have to contribute will be contributed the best, and what you have will be the best, and then we'll make a whole which is greater than the sum of the two parts. And that's the Chiddush Shalom. The Chiddush Shalom is that the Hebrew of two parts creates something greater than the reality which started with. If you picture Shalom in the whole world, imagine the tremendous kaychus which exists in the Bria, they could come all together and be focused in one direction. You know, a laser beam has tremendous kaychus because it's all focused together in one direction. If you imagine if all the kaychus of Klaius was focused together, to create a greater reality, the reality of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, tremendous things we could accomplish. We could turn over the whole world. That's why the Satan Badafka doesn't like it. That's why the Satan creates the world of Machloikas, where you divide it into parts. It's a chelik. Each person remains a chelik, individual in the entity, as opposed to part something greater than something being part of a greater unit. So world of Machloikas is separated into parts. Each person remains their own entity, their own island, and that's it. So my island, Taka, doesn't get along with your island, because your island's in my way. And what I want, you don't want, etc. And that's a big problem. I said, Shalom Bimraimov, Shalom Aleinu, I'll call you soon.